And may I say this about that? She was about to go on with her talking. She was about to continue rambling on and on to fill the silent voids surrounding her small universe. She was about to go on talking about the particles that swirled about her personal void. She was about to go on talking, and even though she could not think of a single important thing to say, a single important thing to utter aloud, a single important thing to pontificate about, even though all of this was somewhere present in the back of her mind, she was about to go on talking. Because talking was breathing to her. Talking was the way she could feel her insides were still alive. Talking was the way she would feel air abrading her esophagus as it whistled past her diaphragm, rushing upwards to meet the air in her mouth and escaping past her teeth to create sounds distinguishable to those within hearing. The words she uttered echoed back to her, sounding different when they came back at her. Different because, as they bounced back to her, she could no longer feel them inside, sensuously massaging her diaphragm and esophagus and tongue and teeth. The words somehow had changed shape, changed meaning, changed texture. Once they had escaped into the air, changed ownership. Once they were in the air, they suddenly became the possessions of any insect, any beam of light, any person passing within hearing, and in each infinitesimal way, these words, these magical, internally created words, that jiffies ago were owned by her, were now part and parcel of 100 different meanings, as interpreted and perceived by 100 different beings, tiny and large, creating symphonies and macrocosms of new and unexpected meanings. And that is why, even though she knew that what she said and said and said was unimportant to you and me, it would, if said enough and loudly, be of meaning to someone else, something else, elsewhere, even if the meaning were of slightly angelic, delicate, and virtually unnoticed substance. She knew that the meaning, whatever it was, would not go unnoticed to the rippling cosmos, but that it would most definitely go unnoticed to anyone anywhere who saw it merely the obvious.